want you to bring a paper on sanctification. I want you to talk about the second work of grace, sinless perfection, and why those people are wrong. Sanctification. Yes. Yes. And the dangers of that doctrine. You know, I think that's one of the most dangerous doctrines that is being disseminated, is the idea that you can be sinlessly perfect. If you don't, all you have to do is just think through what that does to people.
They'd be able to do something.
I don't think that there is no.
The Nazarenes, the Wesleyan Methodists, the Salvation Army, just a whole, in other words, the Wesleyan doctrine was that you reached there was a second work of grace, which was called sanctification. In other words, you're justified, then you're sanctified. Salvation is the first work of grace. Then you're sanctified, in which you become, your Adamic nature is eradicated. It's called the eradication of the Adamic nature. And it is the second work of grace. And Nazarene Church. See, your Nazarene Church is actually what your old Methodist Church used to be. If Charles Wesley and John Wesley were somehow resuscitated and brought back to life, they would join the Nazarene Church. That's where they sit. That's where their doctrines, everything. The Nazarene Church is the clearest enunciation of what the Wesleys taught. But, of course, the Methodist Church, the liberalism and modernism, has pretty well driven that doctrine. You know, when you don't believe that the Bible is the Word of God, then you don't have to be concerned with doctrine, per se. You're more concerned with social action. You're more concerned with, just how it affects you in a lifestyle. So I'll see you next Thursday after I get back to Hayward. I'll go up there and preach and teach and pray and sing and shout. I would say about 250-300 words. Cover it any way you want to, but I want you to do some serious reading on this. Show me that you read something.
You live in three different.
I think that when I was saved, I was set apart. I think that that is a constant work of grace, and I will ultimately, in the resurrection, receive total. I believe that there's coming a time when I will be, that will be in the resurrection. It will not be in building. For if we say we have no sin, now see, the Bible says this, my little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. Now, that is in a continuous action, that you do not practice sin. Now, when you understand that, now but if any man sin, now that's in the aorist, which means a singular, punctiliar action. God's will is that I do not practice sin, but when I commit individual acts of sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, who is the propitiation for our sins, and not for our own, but for the sins of the whole world. Now, God's will is that I do not practice sin. But he has made provision that when I commit acts of sin, that there is forgiveness, there is, but the idea that I can just go on and on and on. But you look up 1 John chapter 2 in the Greek, you'll get that thought. It doesn't carry over into the English, but do not practice sin. My little children, these things write I unto you, that you do not practice sin. But if any man sin, it is almost a contradiction in the English. Don't sin, but when you sin. But you see, it isn't a contradiction in the Greek language. We don't practice sin, but when we commit acts of sin. I would not think of a fellow that just openly flaunts the rule of thou shalt not commit adultery as having any kind of a relationship with the Lord. Because the Bible says, these things right out. Well, I've got to catch an airplane and they don't know how important I am, and they'll just go off without.
See, if the resurrection really can, it would be perfect instead of almost perfect. So don't you do that? We've got three lines. Everyone has been born or forgotten about.
Because it's easy. Because
this. So this is children's water and medicine, children's health. Everyone not doing right, God. The one not loving brothers. This is the message. In order that we should love one another, I didn't see anything that said that he was speaking
for that long. I have to think what he's talking about. See,
there is no sin in the rest of God. There's no sin. Because he was in the name.
That spirit that guides us and who guides us is not able to do that. God bless us. That spirit will convict us, not lose us. He will stay with us. He will never go to heaven. You know, he might go out of sin.
The one there is talking about a different subject than what we were.